CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
Good evening. It's 19 degrees. With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Perth County OPP say one person has died as a result of a motor vehicle collision in Perth East earlier today. Emergency responders arrived at the scene of the collision on Line 29 at Road 111 just after 12:30 this afternoon. A passenger vehicle and a commercial motor vehicle collided, causing the passenger vehicle to roll. One person was extricated from the passenger vehicle and transported to hospital, where they were pronounced deceased. There were no other injuries. The investigation continues. The areas surrounding Line 29 and Road 111 remains closed for the protection of emergency responders. Not only does Ontario's Education Minister promise parents their kids will stay in the classroom this year, they can count on extracurricular activities too. Stephen Lecce unveiled his government's plan to catch up this morning, outlining access to tutoring, reading interventions, and new funding for mental health.
Well, we know that extracurriculars, clubs, sports, all of this is consequential to the life of a child. I mean, learning doesn't just take place in the classroom from an academic perspective. Social and emotional learning happens often outside the classroom, but still within our school settings.
The Ontario government started collective bargaining with the teachers' unions last week, and Lecce is confident there will be no labor disruptions. The COVID-19 outbreak at the Strafford General Hospital has been declared over by the Huron-Perth Healthcare Alliance. With more, here's Fiona Robertson.
The outbreak was first declared on the medicine unit on July 6th. Now the medicine unit has been reopened to admissions and transfers. Family and caregiver presence on the unit has also been restored. HPHA reminds the public that all individuals are required to wear a mask upon entering any of the HPHA hospital sites and that active COVID-19 screening must be completed. For CKNX News, I'm Fiona Robertson.
RCMP report multiple shootings in the Metro Vancouver city of Langley, BC. RCMP reports several fatalities and say many of the victims were homeless. Police believe it was a targeted attack. The RCMP have one suspect in custody, but are not ruling out other suspects. Public health officials say climate change is leading to more instances of diseases from blood-feeding pests like mosquitoes and ticks. Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph Public Health reports the population of ticks that cause Lyme disease is steadily increasing thanks to rising temperatures and longer summers. Here on Perth Public Health, Inspector Keisha Hackett says it's important to check for ticks and remove them promptly after being outdoors.
It does take at least 24 hours of a tick being attached and feeding on a person before it will start to transmit Lyme disease. So if you can get a tick removed as quickly as possible, it does decrease your risk of developing Lyme disease.
Once thought to only be a concern in grassy or forested areas, it's now common to find ticks closer to home, like your backyard or garden. For more on these and other stories, head to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, after weeks of uproar and embarrassment due to sexual assault allegations against international junior hockey players, Hockey Canada unveiled a plan to address abuse in the sport. Hockey Canada hopes the action plan will shatter the code of silence and eliminate toxic behavior around Canada's game. Ottawa's parliamentary committee hearings are set to start tomorrow to study how sports organizations handled complaints of sexual assault. In May, news of an alleged mass sexual assault among members of the 2018 World Junior Hockey Team broke, and then new group sexual assault allegations surfaced involving the 2003 World Junior Canadian Team in Halifax. Medal of the meet. A strong second half by a rejuvenated Canadian side gave the hosts a 34-24 victory over Italy in a women's international rugby 15s test match. The game was tied at 12 at halftime, but Canada struck twice in the first 10 minutes of the second half in the match, which featured world-ranked number 4 Canada playing number 6 rated Italy. The teams will be competing in the same pool at October's World Cup in New Zealand. A few clouds overnight with a low of 11. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 25. For Wednesday, cloudy, chance of showers, high near 25. On Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, possible showers and a high of 28.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.